Jake, good to see you.
Good to see you. Wazza. You're probably too young for that, aren't you? Wazza. It was a 90s...
No, I remember it. I remember hearing... Was Wazza Rooney?
No. You completely misunderstood that. Wazza was a Budweiser advert in the 1990s. So they'd pick up the phone, they'd go...
Oh, is that the origin?
Wazza. And then his mate would go, Wazza. What do you think it was?
I thought it was everyone called Rooney Wazza.
Wazza. My God. No.
Was it Budweiser? That's what it stemmed from.
Yeah. All came from that. Mark's a genius. You don't get adverts like that anymore. It's all influencer brand deals. Fun fact for the pub quiz pod. Just before this, I got absolutely stumped on the doorstep politically. Stumped. I got doorstepped for the local elections, and I got absolutely done in a debate that lasted about 30 seconds.
Really? You had a debate on the doorstep and lost?
Kind of, and lost.
Go on.
Give
me the transcript.
Open the door, and there's a lovely woman there. So, don't know why I said lovely woman. She's a woman. I don't know. She might not be lovely. There's a lovely woman there.
Okay.
And she says, right, hey, how are you? Which way are you voting for the local elections? And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go green. And she said, why aren't you going Labour? Would you have gone Labour? I said, I would have gone Labour. But I just think that state of the National Party, the state that it's in, I think it'd be good to send a signal out there that, you know, this isn't good enough and actually vote.
Big job.
Send a signal. Political bash.
For the listener, Jake, as he said, put a signal out there, did for Big John bash.
Green bash. I said, send a signal and then vote green. And she said, I do hear what you're saying. State of the National Party is awful, but you do realise these are for local issues. I said, yeah, I didn't realise that. But are you happy with your local services? And I was like, well, I'm quite happy with the local services. Do you realise it's a Labour-run council that's giving you these services? I said, yeah. So do you not think that's interesting then, that you don't want to continue? We're running the council. What you're saying is we're running the council well, yet you're still not going to vote for us. And I said, oh, I feel a bit bad now. Yeah, it is. And then do you know what she did? She said,
go on.
Plus, I'm the councillor in this area. And I said, oh, so, I actually said, so, I said the word sorry. I said, oh, sorry. She said, so not only that, but, you know, I'd be out of it.
Oh, sorry.
She said, not only that, but I'd be out of...
You know what?
She said, not only that, but I'd be out of a job. And I said, oh, fuck. I said, well, I'll have a think then. And she said, appreciate it. Close the door. And I thought, I've just been absolutely done on the doorstep. I've been done on my own doorstep.
Sorry, mate, let me just go and grab my violin. Because what is she on about? That's not our fucking elections and councils. You can't be knock on the door. You're not going to vote for me. Well, what, you're happy for me to lose my job? I've got kids to feed. That's not what it's about.
It's not right.
That's not what it's about.
Awful. She said, she's like, she's basically saying, like, I've tried really hard on these local services. You said you like them. I said, yeah, I've sort of been thinking, yeah, but I've sort of been tricked into saying, like, you've said you like them. And I've done a good job and you're not even going to let me keep the job. And I did. I came away from it feeling absolutely bloody guilty about what I'd said. I thought, what am I thinking? What was I thinking?
What a horrible sort of day out for her. People on the doorstep. On their own doorsteps. Are you happy with the service? Yeah, you're happy with this. You're not voting for us. And you know what? That's me.
It probably is. It is. She does treat it like a day out, doesn't she? She'll be treating it like a day out.
Yeah, on a day like this.
Yeah, going door to door.
No, she didn't come knocking when it was pissing it down a couple of weeks ago. We'd all love to be canvassers on days like this.
Going door to door. Oh, do you enjoy having a roof over your head? I do as well, but probably won't have one if you don't vote for me. That's sort of the approach she's taking.
Yeah.
Bewildering. Absolutely bewildering.
How did you feel after that? Did you still come away? What did you say? You said sorry to her. That's great that you said sorry.
Came away from it thinking, like, oh, God, I feel really bad about that. What was I thinking? Or send a statement to the National Party. There's actual people's... people's like livelihoods at risk. And I thought, what are you talking about? No, this is I had a word with myself. I thought I'd ask you your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Are you political?
No, so stay away from it, really.
Oh,
I like to say I'm spiritual, not political.
Oh God, you sound like Russell Brand.
I've never said that.
You sound more and more like Russell Brand. You sound more and more like Russell Brand as the days go on. That's my worry about you.
Did you see him looking for his Bible verse?
Yeah, I mean, It's not often you. It's not often you said that you think fair play to Piers Morgan, but fair play to Piers Morgan.
I know. I know.
What a bizarre!
I think we should
bizarre thing to do, and also a few days before that to say, right, I'm going to go on. I'm going to have an. Did you see this interview? Is that I'm going to be interviewed and prove that I'm definitely not a sex offender by saying publicly I did have sex with a 16-year-old when I was 30. He thought, oh, let's get that story out there to really sort of quell the rumours, quash the rumours.
And also, then I heard him going like, but look, I was young. And I don't know if it's 30.
I don't think you are young.
I hope it doesn't hit too close to home for you, but 30 is not too young. That's not
Yeah,
too
but
young
look, there are degrees of youth. You don't, you know, at 30, you're like, yeah, I do think I am young, but not so young that I need to have sex with a child.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
like,
then can retrospectively look back in 20 years and be
like well, I was young.
The folly
I was young.
Of youth.
Yeah,
the folly of youth.
Yeah,
you know what it's like.
I used to hang around. I used to hang around playgrounds. I was young though. I was 30. I was a 30-year-old man. Really strange defense to take.
I know. Where does it stop? Where does it stop? You do an assault at 50 and then look back at 70 and be like, "Well,
I was young,
young, naive."
Yeah, I think. Not in terms of the sexual assaults, but like to be a person that goes, I was a very young person then. For say, if you, I don't know, did a bit of shoplifting or whatever, I think teens is where you make like mad decisions. Again, I'm not talking about sexual assaults here, but like that general thing of saying, oh, it was a long
do
time
some
I was
mad
young.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Ketamine up the old chuff. Yeah.
Up the chuff?
Huh?
You don't shove. Yeah. You do not shove ketamine up your chuff. You do not
young.
Shove ketamine up your chuff. What is it? You chuffs your ass, isn't
no,
it?
I've never done that. I've never done that. Yeah, I think so. I think they called chuff your bum. I've never done that on the record.
Well, the more you're saying you've never done that, sounds that you definitely have done that.
I know.
Chuff is vulgar. Google being a bit snooty. Vulgar slang. Not only is it slang, but it's a vulgar slang term for anus or buttocks. Look right up my chuff.
Oh, both. Both buttocks and anus. So two quite different things.
Two very different things. Yeah, they're two very different things. I had at Not Another Quiz Night event, we did a game where we're getting people in the audience to do a sexy slow-mo Baywatch walk. And a bloke got his actual... there's a difference here. He didn't get his arse out. He got his actual anus out. He got really excited. He was on stage dancing away to the Baywatch theme. I'll be ready. And then everyone's dancing and he goes, you know what? I could see it in his face, like the gears were ticking over and his sort of eyes are lighting up going, I think I'm going to moon him. I'm going to moon him. He turned around, he bent over, spread his cheeks, man. And he actually exposed his arsehole, the whole of his arse.
Fucking hell.
We saw the whole of
Fucking
the moon.
Hell.
We saw the whole of the moon. It was remarkable. Oh, and do you know what? Yesterday, I was...
Did he use his hands to sort of...
Yeah! I've only remembered this because yesterday I was with producer Connor and actually I was also with Quiz Gladiator Barney Fritz and a bloke came up to us and said, did you run that that big sort of quiz night thing? He said, no, he didn't. He said, oh, do you run that really successful, critically acclaimed comedy quiz night? I said, too much. and I said, yeah, he said, oh, I was there at the night that man got his arsehole out. And that's the one thing he remembered. He said, I couldn't get his arsehole out.
Arsehole.
Do you moon a lot? Arsehole. Do you moon often?
No. Oh, I did it. Actually, I can think of a time I did it probably more recently than I should have.
No.
Lost a little game of odds on a mate's balcony.
You were young, you were 25.
Yeah, I think I was there and everyone else. I know, I think I actually was.
Were you 25?
I was 25. Yeah, I think so.
you mean someone at 25?
It wasn't someone, it wasn't to anyone. It was just like, we were doing odds on and we were on like a balcony.
For anyone who doesn't know what odds on is, what's odds on?
So if I went... Actually, this would be good podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Right, Jake, odds on, do the rest of the podcast topless.
Right.
What's your odds on that? So Jake will give a number now between 1 and infinity as to what his odds are for that. And the more confident he is, the more daring he is, the lower the number will be because we're going to go 3, 2, 1 and both say a number.
Wouldn't you always give a very high number, though?
Yeah, but that's no fun, is it?
All right.
That's no fun.
Odds on...
The fun of it is the thrill of it might happen. So odds on, Jake, you do the rest of this podcast, so you take your shirt and your T-shirt off.
12.
Ooh, okay. So we're going to go 3, 2, 1, and then both say a number between 1 and 12, and if it's the same number... Jake,
oh, God, I feel a bit nervous.
Ooh, here we go. 3, 2, 1,
6.
You didn't do it. You didn't do
it. I said 6!
Oh, were you lagged? Were you lagged?
That was a delay. I said 6.
Top off.
Genuinely, is that what happens? Yeah. Oh, I can't do it!
Brilliant.
Right. All about that, then.
He's delayed it.
Go on, then. Come on, then. Hey! Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Right. There you go. Bit of shoulder.
That's great. I'm going to take a picture. There you go. Funny.
That is absolutely thrilling. The idea that you can... you just say the same number and then you're out for the count.
Yeah, oh my god.
That's
how I ended up doing a mooner about a year ago.
It's compelling as to how you just feel like I've got to go with it now. Because the chances, 1 in 12 chance that it was gonna happen. All right, odds.
It's such good fun.
Odds on that you take your trousers off. The rest
do the rest of my pod with the trousers.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll match you. 12.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, 8. Oh! All right, odds on that you take your top off as well.
Oh, I don't. Oh.
Oh no!
We can't both be sat here.
I think. I would say, in the grand scheme of things, both sat here with our tops off is much better than one of us.
I've done mine.
In the grand scheme of things, both of us sat here with our tops off is better than one of us sat here with our tops off.
I would have taken my trousers off.
Right. What's the worst thing you've ever had?
Got an announcement to
Hang
make.
On. What's the worst? I'm too invested in this now. What's the worst thing you've had to do for an odds on?
Oh, there's been some good stuff. I remember really getting carried away with some friends, and my friend's dad was there, and he absolutely loves it, loves odds on. And we got him like parkouring around the pub, sort of like jumping across tables and stuff like that. 50-year-old bloke.
What was the number?
We did one. I can't remember. We have had some mad ones as well. We always get doing it on nights out. Can you snort your pint?
God, we're gonna lose.
Do some push ups. A lot of push ups, and sit ups.
Yeah, Do you know what? It's starting to feel a little bit laddie, actually.
Yeah.
There's nothing. No, yeah, do you know what? The jubilation of taking the top off is very matched with the shame of putting it back on. Tops are back on. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, Ron.
For the announcement, we do have an announcement.
We have got 2 live shows coming up. Oh my gosh.
Woo-hoo.
2 live shows. Yippee. You can come and see. Yippee doo da. You can come and see the Pub Quiz Pod live with a very special guest, but also some other stuff going on. If you came to the first Pub Quiz Pod live show last year, you'll know we had some surprises. We had the audience were playing along, which was very fun. The main surprise being Margarine, the Quizmaster, who is just this amazing drag quizmaster who played songs off of Balloon Tits on Elliot Cass whilst sat on Elliot Cass's lap. And if that's not a reason to come along, I don't know what is. So we are putting together 2 live shows, potentially more in the works as well. So we want you to come along to them. We are going to be at the Phoenix in central London on the 10th of June. And we are going to be at the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival on the 14th of October. You've got to make at least one of them, if not both, surely.
Yeah.
And I've been told also, we have a sort of, we don't really have a curfew. So we have a little drinks after show drinks thing going on where,
this is for the 10th of June.
Yeah. Where we get to hang out with everyone who comes to the show. And we did a bit of that last time. Bloody good fun meeting everyone, wasn't it? And
it was bloody good fun.
You'd think that all of those, the listeners of the Pub Quiz Pod getting together would be a lot of people exchanging facts and trivia. There's a bit of that. But I would say, to those of you who haven't been to one, and actually those of you who did come, the audience is, on the whole, a lot more normal than you'd expect.
Yeah.
They're a lot and more actually, normal, and that means you listening to crack. This. Bloody good crack, and come along. And even if you're, you know...
Yeah, I want to stress, if you're worried about coming, if you're thinking, oh, it's going to be a few oddballs there, it's going to be a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, there might be.
There will be a few. Of course there will
namely,
be.
The Quizmasters will be there, yeah.
Will be there. But,
honestly, on the whole, last time, 85% of that room was a bloody good laugh. And honestly, we had a really good night out.
Do you know what really I would describe? I would say, if you want a big sell for the quiz night, I would say two words, nothing untoward. There was nothing untoward that happened. And I think that is that is brilliant. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
I think you should...
Because I don't want to be involved in anything that has anything toward.
No. Well, no. And actually, you don't want to be involved in anything. I think that you don't want to be involved with anything untoward. You've just suggested you don't want to be involved in anything toward.
Nothing untoward.
Yeah.
Apologies.
That's a slip of the tongue there. Now I'm worried that you might.
That is a slip of the tongue. But no.
I'm very worried now that you might be quite keen to get involved in some untoward stuff because you've said you don't like toward stuff.
And I've also this is off the back of me saying the mooning story. And I'm worried it sounds like I'm going to get my arsehole out on stage.
I could deal with buttock, but I think arsehole is too much. And that would be untoward.
I'm not doing it. That would be untoward. And actually, we have a zero tolerance policy on untoward.
It's funny because every time you say a word that basically is linked with good behaviour, you stumble. Untoward became toward. And then you struggled with the word tolerance there as well. You struggled with the word tolerance.
Yeah.
All the other words you're fine with. Yeah. Mooning, you were able to even sort of conjugate the verb and talk about moonage and moonying and but words about good behaviour you struggle with.
It could be a messy one. It could be a messy one.
If you want mostly an evening of toward behaviour and not untoward behaviour, then I would say come. If you are okay with seeing a bit of arsehole, that would be good just to sort of like have in the back
of your
head.
I think you got it the wrong way around then. You said mostly toward behaviour.
Yes.
No, you got it the wrong way.
No, I got it the right way around. I said it wrong. I said we're mostly going to have toward behaviour because there's not going to be a lot of untoward behaviour.
Toward is the bad one.
No, towards the good one. The good one. Towards the good one. You said.
That's what I said.
No. Exactly. You said there'll be nothing toward.
It's a double negative.
No, it's not. It's just that you saying nothing toward is a negative positive. It's putting a negative spin on a positive thing.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. All right, you're the best, all right?
No, I'm not the best. I just don't want anything untoward happening at the live show. We're putting a lot of effort into it. So that's the good news.
That's the good news. As a result of the preparations for these live shows.
And locking down some killer guests as well for the live shows.
Yes. And a few other little commitments elsewhere. You may have noticed by now, there is no guest on today's episode.
Yeah.
And there is no pub. We're not in person.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Connor.
There's no Sam.
It is just us on a call.
There's nothing untoward that's happened to lead to that. There's nothing untoward.
You took your top off. You took your top off.
Yeah, but that's not why they're not here. I mean, it would be if they were here. They would have left the room.
I thought you were saying there's nothing untoward on this podcast.
No, there's nothing untoward as to why that we don't have a guest or our producers with us.
I don't think they were thinking there was anything untoward. I don't think they were thinking.
I think a few people might be thinking, hang on.
That makes it sound odd.
Why wasn't there a normal episode this week? Is that something untoward happened?
Yeah, but at least we're doing something. I think if nothing had gone out, you'd be going...
Something untowards.
Something untowards.
Yeah, you would.
Because we're here. Look, we're here. So there's going to be a little break. There's a little break.
Mm.
There's a little break.
Only from us being in a pub with a guest answering pub quiz questions, which, yes, I understand is the premise of the pub quiz pod. But we will. We're still going to jump on here, and me and Liam are going to have a catch up on each other's lives because, hey, we're actually friends. So we just thought, why not bring you along for that as well? Because we'll be catching up on what each other's been up to, and we'll be prepping for the live shows. Hopefully, getting some more dates in as well. There will be a little break of standard episodes, but. The pub quiz pod isn't going anywhere, baby. We're just having a. There really is nothing.
Um, what's the Latin phrase for like it lives on? Not c'est la vie, because that's like seize the day.
C'est la vie is c'est la, sorry to be a pain in the ass. C'est la vie isn't seize the day. Sorry, it's just not c'est la vie is almost is a French term for like what will be will be.
Fucking hell.
So I'm just gonna look that up. C'est la vie. Just to double check.
Oh, I'd love it if you're wrong.
C'est la vie. Meaning. C'est la vie meaning he's gonna have to go for. That's life, such is life. Yeah.
That's life. That's what people say. What's seize the day? What's seize the day then?
Carpe diem.
Maybe that's just seize the day.
Carpe diem. Yeah, that's it. So yes, we will be absolutely back. And by that breath, annoyingly, frustratingly, your audio's gone, Liam. Yeah, that's a shame. Giving everyone the confidence and faith that we will not be disrupting their enjoyment of our podcasts. And then in the same very same breath, your audio going, which doesn't fill people with confidence. Here we go. Liam's recording. We'll continue on a new track. That's a heads up from Riverside.
I couldn't hear you then for about... I couldn't hear you, mate.
But we're back. We're all good.
Did you hear me saying about... Did you hear me saying carpe diem actually directly translates to pick the day?
No, I was just moaning about the fact that we're trying to convince people that their enjoyment of the Pub Quiz pod won't be impacted, and then immediately both our audios go. It's quite bad, actually, isn't it?
Keep it all in, though. Keep it all in, because I quite like it feeling
yeah,
real.
Yeah, and also, I think if our audience is going to sort of contribute with, like, organic engagement, then the podcast themselves should contain organic creation and production.
Yeah. Organic community, let us know who you would potentially
as a live
like
guest.
See,
that'd be great.
As a guest for the live shows. Anyone could be a returning guest. If there was anyone who you thought was particularly great and you'd think they'd be, I'd love to see them in person. They'd be great to come back, or someone completely new.
So put that in your diaries, literally, while you're sat here listening to this. 10th of June at the Phoenix, 14th of October at the Cheerful Earful Pod.
Tickets will
be in the bio.
The bio of this episode. And give us a follow on Instagram, because that's where we will put most things about, like, tickets updates and not that we give ticket updates, but, you know, links.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. Brilliant. Live show. 10th
That's it.
Of June.
I'll see you next week. We'll have a catch up, Liam. And if you're listening, thanks very much. Love you dearly. See you very soon.